dirt,
snowflakes,
the turds of our society.
Prepare for a complete meltdown. The Michael Berry Show, weekdays at 6.
Stop giving in to these dumb...
on Mobile's FM Talk 106.5.
Wegmans' latest gauge of inflation is just in. Consumer prices rose 3.4% last month from a year ago. That was down slightly from a 3.5% price rise in June. Month over month, prices up just 0.1% from June to July. There's lots of damage, lots of cleanup ahead. After powerful storms raked an area stretching from Chicago to eastern Ohio and leaving at least one person dead.
Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine warned residents about the severe weather sweeping eastward.
We are in a very dangerous weather situation that really involves all of Ohio. Flooding danger is going to continue to go up for a while.
Near Chicago, tornado sirens sounded and flights were temporarily suspended Tuesday at the city's two major airports. More than 780,000 customers in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio lost power. Footage shows damaged roofs, flooded roads, and trees tangled in power lines. Audio courtesy WSYXWT. Jennifer King.
The Lamb sister has advanced to a runoff in the South Carolina Republican Senate primary.
South Carolina Senator conservative Darlene Graham getting the most votes in the Republican primary race, but not enough votes to win. So she will now face Congressman Ralph Norman in the August 25th runoff. Governor McMaster had appointed Darlene to serve the rest of Lindsey Graham's term after he passed away.
Correspondent Laura Winters. Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong has lost her bid for the Democratic nomination for governor in Wisconsin. David Crowley, endorsed by the party establishment, won by less than 1%, was something of a surprise since multiple polls had given Hong a clear advantage. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up more than 100 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
China's rolling out a new jetliner that could eventually challenge two leading aircraft manufacturers.
An Air China connection between this city and Ulaanbaatar has been chosen as the first international route for China's homegrown passenger aircraft. From today, the Comac C919 will be in service for daily flights to Mongolia. It's hoped that these Chinese jets will eventually challenge the dominance of Boeing and Airbus, but analysts have speculated that this may take many years. The C919s, similar in size to Boeing's 737s, have already been trialed on domestic routes in China, but today marks the beginning of their use internationally.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. As time passes, a desperate search for survivors of the earthquake in Colombia takes on an added sense of urgency. Aid agencies consider the first 48 to 72 hours crucial for finding people alive. News and analysis, townhall.com. Russia has released an American military veteran it had been holding for years.
Moscow has allowed Robert Gilman to return to the U.S. after 4 years of what his family and U.S. officials allege was wrongful incarceration and abusive treatment that left him near death. Gilman was freed after President Trump said he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president said Gilman was released on humanitarian grounds and Russia asked for no one in exchange. Bob Agner reporting.
Used home sales tumbled last month, sales falling 1.7% from June, according to the National Association of Realtors. Record high prices, along with high mortgage rates, turned away a lot of would-be home buyers. The median sales price for a house, $434,100. On Wall Street, the Nasdaq futures are up close to 300 points. S&P futures, 36 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with just a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Join me weekdays for This Morning, America's First News. Hear the stories you'll be talking about and searching for all day as we go beyond the headlines and above the chatter with your first look at breaking news, money, Washington politics, technology, entertainment, entrepreneurship, and sports. We explain why stories matter. That's why we are referred to as the most important and relevant radio program. Join us weekdays for This Morning, America's First News.
From the Green and Phillips Entry Doors Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident off Airport and Dogwood Drive, turn lane blocked off. Delays continue westbound Highway 31 just east of 181 in front of Rockwell Elementary with about a mile delay. School zones have been busy. The spa at the Battle House Hotel offers a co-ed experience every Thursday. The perfect opportunity for couples to unwind together in a serene setting while enjoying their hot tub, fire tower, and complimentary beverages and 50, 80, or 100-minute couples massage. Call to schedule your couple's experience today. And I'm Kane Miller, FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings at 8:07. And another very, very hot one on the way today. Dr. Bill says this, it's been a long time where he's just talked about, you know, this in, I don't know, 10-day increments, and nothing's changed. Mm. So 10 becomes 20 becomes 30. It's been that kind of summer.
Yeah, it's just, and it's been the humidity more than the actual temperature. I don't think we've hit 100 degrees.
No,
yet
I don't think we have
this summer. But it's been a very hot summer.
So we're getting these heat index. It's going to be 107 today, and somewhere in the stretch of this forecast, it might be into the weekend where it's going to remain mostly sunny skies, and the heat index at that point will be 115.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of new territory, it seems like.
And with so many, fall sports getting ready to get back into action here with school underway, I have a lot of people outside practicing, and I'm sure all the coaches are doing the necessary water breaks and things of that nature. But I'm personally more worried, and maybe it's because I am one now, but more worried about the parents out there on Friday nights when these first few weeks, maybe even the first month, all the way up to October, where it's so humid out there on a Friday night, and you're waiting, from whenever you get there, 5:30, 6:30, waiting for that game to start, and it's just blazing. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. You're right, because we get there early for those games, and early in the season, you're almost protecting yourself from the sun and the heat, and you're trying to find that part of the, which bench is in the shade, and if you get there early enough, and the weather's hot and sunny enough, there's nowhere. If you're on the field because you want to talk to the coaches and say hello to the players, whatever, maybe get one last tidbit before the kickoff. If you're on the field beginning around 5:45, you're stuck in the sun.
Yeah, you're in the cauldron down there. Mm-hmm. And with football on the way, of course, I know we're a news talk station and we have a lot of Feinbaum on, obviously in the afternoons, but we have a lot coming up for football season, even some new stuff we're excited to announce here soon. But I was asked yesterday whether the college football pick'em will be going on again this year, and it certainly will. We are going to do that again. So I'll get that fired up here as we get ready for some college football. I think first games for most of the SEC, including Auburn and Alabama, will be on September 5th, which is a few days later than we're used to seeing. We're seeing some late August games generally. But
there will be week zero, I guess they call it. But and they're playing in Dublin and things like that, where the games are little unusual, and they're before there's a sprinkling of games in that what they call week zero. Maybe a handful, maybe 10 or so games, I would think. Otherwise, everything's going to really get underway full force in September.
By the way, that Dublin game this year, it looks like two teams that the Irish just can't get enough of out there, TCU and North Carolina.
Wow.
So they're playing Saturday, August 29th in Dublin, Ireland. But
that'd be interesting. TCU, decent team year to year, right? Big 12. You know, they're a team that that can pull up the good season.
Lost their quarterback, though.
He went to Indiana?
I believe so, yeah. That's right. He's taking over after Mendoza. So yeah. We'll have plenty of football to discuss, plus those Football Fridays with Feinbaum that'll begin hopefully at the end of this month or right there before Auburn's season begins in September. But enough about that. We had some very important elections yesterday that we need to discuss now. So important, in fact, that, well, no one turned out to vote.
Well, somebody did. Because statewide 5.2 was the, and that may be not accurate at this point.
That's,
that was 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah, as of 10:37 last night, a 5.24% statewide turnout.
So around here, which you're most interested in, former U.S. Representative Jerry Carl took a step toward returning to Congress on Tuesday, easily winning a four-candidate Republican primary in Alabama's first congressional district. And when I say easily winning, I mean he ran away with it. And some of the counties, you're pointing at some of those numbers, just a devastating win for him in terms of like Mobile County, maybe Baldwin County did very well.
Yeah, so you know, for the entire district, he pulled just about 75% of the vote, and I know they called the race for him about 17 minutes after polls closed last night, so they knew it was going that way. You look at Mobile County. Jerry Carl had 82% of the vote, Sidwell with 11%, and Mills with 6% of the vote. Baldwin County was a little bit tighter, and Sidwell's from Baldwin
Foley,
County.
Foley, yeah.
So Carl had 67% in Baldwin. Austin Sidwell had 25% of the vote there, and then John Mills with 6%. Escambia County, Jerry Carl had 89% of the vote.
Wow.
Sidwell received 70 votes in Escambia County, and Mills received 66 votes. And then for Covington County, Jerry Carl had 55% of the vote, Sidwell with 34%, and Mills with 8%. But it looks like maybe 1,500 people voted in Covington County yesterday in that AL1 primary.
So we, you know, when Jerry was in with us Monday, right, the day before the elections, he seemed very comfortable, almost like, you know, you're in an election tomorrow. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he seemed, so maybe it was the polling or the number, maybe he had some internal numbers that were telling him things are going to be fine. This is not going to be a problem. And of course, winning that puts him up against a little known Democrat from Daphne. It might be a fine gentleman, but I don't think that Jerry, you know.
Well, it's a very red district.
It's a red district. It's the, who was the Cook Political
Clyde
Report?
Jones.
Clyde Jones. Cook Political Report rates that district as a Republican-leaning district with a GOP advantage of roughly 17 percentage points. Jerry said simply, our message worked. And he was generally positive. He wasn't downgrading his opponents at all. The interesting race in November probably won't be Jerry Carl versus Clyde Jones. The interesting one is going to be Shamari Figures versus Brett Marcus.
Yeah, and Marcus winning his primary yesterday, not by the spread that Jerry Carl won AL1, though. Marcus ended up with 50% of the vote, thereabouts, just over 50%. So even if a runoff were a threat, he still would have cleared that number and would be the primary representative anyway. But his closest competitor ended up being Hampton Harris, who, kind of like Austin Sidwell, we've heard a lot from Hampton Harris and Sidwell both, and they're both younger conservatives who are getting their names out there for the first time, or notably for the first time.
Yeah.
So Harris received 21% of that vote, and then David Matthews receiving 17% of the vote in that second congressional district. But you're right. I think the nation, when they look at the toss-up districts around the country, that will be one of them that some will consider Democrat-leaning, some will consider Republican-leaning, but most will consider a potential toss-up, right, between the incumbent figures and Rhett Marcus, the Republican representative in District 2. So you're right. I think we're going to see a lot more attention diverted towards that, including a lot of outside money, with people thinking that on both sides that they can steal that seat.
Yeah, I think so. And Rhett Marcus, I guess he's been in politics for a while. This was his first foray into the
federal elections.
Mm-hmm. So you have that, and then where his figure's already a figure, mm-hmm. no pun intended, because he is a sitting congressman now, and just the outside money. The Democratic machine is going to be doing everything they can to win that seat. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody from coast to coast is going to circle this race as Democrats need it to, you know, have one more number in the House. Mm-hmm. And Republicans, no doubt, feeling the same way.
Yeah, and you know, for all the complaining about turnout and what was expected, and then what ended up being the truth, which was very close to that 5% projection from some experts. I know there was a lot of complaints about that. You had articles saying, well, this is all the low turnout is because of the mass confusion regarding how these elections turned out with that Supreme Court ruling in Louisiana and then the redistricting. But really, when it comes down to it, these races weren't competitive. And I think that played more of a role in people not getting out and voting, because even if you did, what was going to change last night in AL1 or AL2, or for that matter, the 6th district or the 7th district? Because each person that was favored to win won handily. I mean, you look up at the 6th district and the incumbent, Gary Palmer, who I think is looking for a 7th term in Congress.
And I thought, did he not make a vow one time that he was that Palmer who
it
said?
It may have been. I can't remember.
He wasn't going to keep on.
That he would term limit himself?
Yeah.
I can't remember whether he was one that did that or not.
We'll talk to Jeff at the end of the hour. Maybe I know he will know.
And he was up against another young conservative in Case Dixon. But Gary Palmer had 87% of the vote there. And then Amy Akin won the 7th district Republican primary over David Perry, and Akin with 73% of that. So I'm sure that even today, the articles that are coming out are saying, oh, 5% turnout. Really, what it comes down to is the Alabama Republicans redistricting and the Supreme Court ruling, and it made everything just so confusing. No one knew where to go or how to vote or do anything.
Yeah.
But what would have changed? I mean, you had heavy favorites going in who won handily. I think that played more of a role in people not getting out to vote.
I think some of the texters texted us some messages about that they were frustrated just at the way the whole thing has unfolded. Mm. Like, no changes coming here.
Yeah. So, and then even with the 6th and 7th district and the 1st now with Carl winning that, those are, I think, pretty much set in stone for who our next and returning congressmen and women will be. I mean, Carl will win AL1. I feel safe saying that. Palmer will likely win the 6th district, and then I think Terry Sewell, incumbent Democrat for that 7th district, will likely advance there. So really, the only congressional race I think that's going to see a lot of discussion going into November will be that 2nd congressional district. But yeah, 5.24% turnout, and favorites win across the board.
I would think some of these elections yesterday, there were probably a much higher turnout. For instance, up in Wisconsin, that was the governor, the primary, the Democratic primary for governor, and Francesca Hong, who has been highlighted by some of her past comments and her opinions on things like Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm. you know, very fireworks,
very woke statements, 5-6 years ago, which was not uncommon. But have come back to it might have been the reason she lost. She lost, but barely, mm-hmm. to a more moderate Democrat, which is like, what is a moderate Democrat at this point, really, right?
Yeah.
It's all relative. But there was a lot of Democrat money that was used, more streamlined Democrat money that was used in opposition to this Democrat socialist,
Hong.
Yeah, and so she was a loser. She's out.
Well, she was a liability for the party,
right?
Because Hong going up against the Republican would have been certainly a potential win for the Republican for that gubernatorial position there. But I think the Democrat there, Evers, or I'm sorry, Crowley, David Crowley, Crowley
yeah.
I think has a probably better chance of keeping that governorship up there in Wisconsin.
He got the former governor's approval as well, or endorsement. Tony Evers did back the more moderate Crowley.
And it's funny, too, looking at the past statements made by some of these DSA candidates like Hong and like the Michigander, Abdul El Said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say once something's on the internet, it never goes away. But I've noticed that a lot of politicians, and I'm sure certain celebrities, have found a way to wipe a lot of stuff off the internet.
Yep.
And you have these Democrat socialists who maybe even 3 years ago didn't think a career in politics was actually something that could be pulled off because of their political leanings.
Yeah, like, you're right. Like, that's a good point. Like, they think, oh, I don't have any chance to do this, but I... So they felt free to speak their mind.
Or maybe they're running for like a city council race where they can just be completely Looney Tunes.
Right.
So they've been saying things like, we need to ban fireworks on the 4th of July. Or like this Abdul El Said, who I guess said some pretty mean things about the American sport of football.
Hmm.
Which I don't know if you know much about Michigan, but they love football up there just as much as any other American. But somehow all of these candidates have wiped a lot of what they said over the years off of the internet, and now it's being brought to their attention. But my favorite has been this Abdul El Said, who was making these posts and comments about fireworks and football and just basically how he hates the everyday American way of life. He was making these statements in 2023, 2024, but they ask him now about those statements, and he says, well, that doesn't represent his feelings now. That's not who he is now. He doesn't feel the same way about fireworks that he did 2 years ago, and he doesn't feel the same way about football that he did 3 years ago. It's just hilarious, but I know a lot of people are buying it completely.
Well, the thing about him, he is slick. He is good to go. He is ready for the shelf, ready to be seen. He's got a kind of an Obama flair to him a little bit.
He kind of tries to sound like him.
It seems that he does. So it's one of those things where the mouth is moving, and he seems to be, there's times when you see him and he seems like a very reasonable person, but when you examine the words, it's like, hang on here. Hang on here, man.
Yeah. And another primary that's being watched closely in South Carolina, we do have a runoff there with Lindsey Graham's sister, who's now sitting senator, Darlene Graham. She's going to take on Ralph Norman in that runoff, which will just be a couple weeks away, August 25th.
822, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and you on the text line or call 251-343-0106. More Mobile Morning straight ahead.
Good morning, I'm Shimani Baker for WKRG News 5. Former Congressman Jerry Carl is the Republican nominee for Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Carl easily won Tuesday night's Republican primary, beating three other candidates. Carl celebrated with supporters in Daphne, telling them he ran a clean campaign and is ready to return to Washington. A former Mobile County Sheriff's deputy pleads guilty to fraud charges. Daniel Holyfield is accused of racking up more than $100,000 in overtime pay while also reportedly double billing vendors at the county garage and pocketing extra money, as well as filing insurance claims for sheriff's office vehicles and pocketing that money. Holyfield is pleading to bank fraud, money laundering, and tax fraud. Applications are now open for Gulf Shores 101, a new 7-week Citizens Academy. Applications are due at the end of the month. The Academy runs September 15th through October 27th with meetings every Tuesday evening.
Is your wife hot? Nothing can make your life more miserable than a hot wife. ProTint can help with a quality tint job. Don't let her drive around all summer all hot and bothered. Do the right thing. Upgrade to a quality tint installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. It's necessary for your peace of mind. Cause if mama ain't happy, no one's happy. Make an appointment with ProTint today. Call 802-1234. And with ProTint's lifetime warranty, you're ensuring she's happy for years to come. Call 802-1234. Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even Keurig and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
At Alta Point, we're committed to supporting veterans through every chapter of their mental health journey.
Recovery begins with the right support. Alta Point offers evidence-based substance use treatment, outpatient programs, medically managed withdrawal services, and connections to additional care when needed to help veterans move forward.
Visit altapoint.org to learn how we can help or call 251-450-2211. Alta Point, caring is our calling.
The Mobile County Sheriff's Office wants you to know how to safely and legally operate an ATV. Remember, these vehicles are not designed for use on paved surfaces, and it's illegal to do so. Always wear a helmet, never drive under the influence, and never let children operate an ATV. Your ATV dealer can provide training for your specific model or can direct you to the proper source. Call the Mobile County Sheriff's Office at 574-8633 for more safety tips or visit online at mobilecountyso.com.
Minutes after they bolted from their kennels, dogs started barking hysterically before we could even load our guns. We rushed to the ruckus as fast as we could to find dogs jumping at the base of a tree and barking wildly. Most people hunt squirrels by walking slowly and quietly through forests looking for movement. Hunting with squirrel dogs looks more like a rowdy cross-country steeplechase than a stalk. Most dog hunters enjoy listening to their animals more than shooting at squirrels. Handlers can distinguish the unique sounds of their individual dogs from the chaos, even at great distances. Sportsmen can hunt squirrels with dogs all season, but the late season offers the best time to hunt with canine help. By late winter, most of the acorns and other squirrel foods drop to the ground. Therefore, squirrels spend more time foraging and leaving scent on the ground. A very social sport, hunting with dogs makes a great way to introduce children to the sport. This is John Felsher with your Outdoors Tip, brought to you by FM Talk 106.5.
From the Olin Credit Union Traffic Center, Dawes and Cottage Hill have got an accident. Airport and Dogwood Drive still there. Traffic flow looks good as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays to the 1065 split, slower near Rangeline. For six incredible decades, Olin Credit Union has been providing exceptional service for its members. That's 60 years of giving back, helping members reach their financial goals, and diligently serving their community. See how they can help at olincu.com. And I'm King with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Mobile Bay starts its day with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
Dan and Dalton, 827. Why do so many people say, hey, we dig the pig? Well, how about the specials they've got at all the Piggly Wigglies in Mobile and Baldwin County? Select boneless New York strip steaks in the family pack, $9.99 a pound this week. That's a great deal. And a pound of Honeycrisp apples, just $1.99. Also at the University Airport and Airport Store. They've got kiosks from Boom Thai Kitchen and Three Georges Southern Chocolates and even Neiman's International. Alec, it's got an international flair to it, huh?
Hey, yeah, man. We're more than a grocery store, I got to tell you that. If you're hungry, because we like hungry people, all right, we got plenty to hot and ready to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we dig the pig.
You also, yeah, you've got that hot bar, too. You're a big fan of that, right, D.O.?
Oh, yeah, you know it, man.
Yeah, yeah. Alec, we'll see you over there today, okay, man?
Y'all have a great one, guys.
Happy to do it. Happy to talk with you, Alec Naiman and Naiman International at Piggly Wiggly Airport and University.
Yeah.
Also, that's where you can register to win our $4,600 grand prize in our American $250 giveaway. So do it.
I'll be over there this afternoon at My Pig University to pick up some flowers and maybe some beer.
Huh?
So that's where I will be.
Congratulations. Looks like quite a grocery list.
The flowers are not for me. The beer might be for
me.
We'll get to these texts, and we have plenty more to get to after this break. But Mommy Issues says, what's so disappointing, guys, is how feverish you go after Democrats while sitting silently as Alabama leads all 50 states and a few countries, I'm sure you mean here, with the fact that Alabama has an infant mortality deaths crisis. But yeah, I get it. Calling out the obvious shortcomings could cost you your job. At some point, though, turning a blind eye will come back to haunt you.
Well,
infant death. So, Alabama, I looked this up yesterday.
He wants expanded Medicare, right?
Right.
That's what they're getting at.
Alabama, I think, third in infant mortality, first in maternal death rates, for whatever that means. But, I mean, have you... Look at the stats there. What Mommy Issues, you're so hung up on this issue, and I agree. I don't like seeing anyone die. What's the fix? Tell me the fix there, and then we'll have an honest discussion there. How can we fix the infant mortality crisis? DEI Texter sending us a meme here that says, I'm reminded that Nimarata Nikki Randawal ran as Nikki Haley, Piyush Jindal ran as Bobby Jindal, and Rafael Edward Cruz ran as Ted Cruz. Meanwhile, Ilhan Omar ran as her own name, Zoran Mamdani ran as Zoran Mamdani, and Abdul El Said, Dr. Abdul El Said runs as his name. Well, I got news for you. I don't like any of those six people, the Republicans or the Democrats that you listed there, so come with a different argument.
8:30, Dan and Dalton, good morning to you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Darlene Graham has advanced to a Republican primary runoff in South Carolina. Appointed by President Trump to fill out the term of her late brother, Senator Lindsey Graham, Darlene Graham will face Congressman Ralph Norman in the special GOP runoff in 2 weeks. In the Minnesota GOP governor's contest, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell came up short in his bid for the party nod. Lisa DeMuth won the Republican primary for governor in Minnesota. On the Democrat side, the Wisconsin governor's primary, the establishment-backed candidate, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, managed a razor-thin victory over his Democratic Socialist challenger, Francesca Hong. The search for life in the rubble of Colombia's powerful earthquake is growing more desperate. Search teams are racing the clock to find survivors before it's too late. More details, srnnews.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with just a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Look at the morning sun, everything is bright. Next thing you want, an unexpected bird takes flight. Straight through your window, now you need a fix fast. Just call Mobile Glass.
Mobile Glass does it all. For residential or commercial glass needs, call Mobile Glass at 251-478-3325. Tell them Three Little Birds sent you.
If you or someone you love is struggling with substance use, you don't have to face withdrawal alone. AltaPoint's medically managed withdrawal unit provides 24/7 care in a safe, supportive environment. Our experienced medical team helps ease withdrawal symptoms and guides you toward lasting recovery. Take the first step toward healing. Call AltaPoint today or visit altapoint.org. Hope and recovery start here. 251-450-2211.
Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple of old Marines giving a little weekday R&R refuge to stimulate your senses.
People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time.
The Scuttlebutt Network radio program, every Wednesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5. Your voice of the veterans for the veterans. Tune in, sound off, and sound off like you got a pair.
Hoorah!
Good morning from the PelkTire.com traffic center. Eastbound I-10 between Range Line and 65, still finding heavier traffic. Old Shell and Dolphin and 65, you've got delays. But from downtown, the tunnels and across the Bayway and the Causeway were clear and no new wrecks. Pelk Tire is your go-to for all changes, alignments, brakes, belts, batteries, tires, and much more. Same-day service on just about anything. Pelk Tire, your locally owned tire and auto service pros. With service you can count on at PelkTire.com. And I'm King of the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Turn up your voice on the text line, 251-343-0106. Now, back to Mobile Mornings.
.35 now on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for listening to Mobile Mornings. We've made it to Wednesday so far. School's starting back for a lot of people today. And joining us on the line right now, Louie Arata with McConnell Automotive. Good morning, Louie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We are doing just fine. Tell us, what are the deals at McConnell right now? What's hot out there that people are coming by the lot and asking for?
It's getting to be hunting season time. I'm getting phone calls for hunting trucks, so that's going to be it. But don't forget, we got 1.9 financing on those half-ton trucks out there. Yukons and AT4s, and on the pre-owned side, you can check everything out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. We got the buyers trying to buy a few cars today, but we've got some four-wheel drive trucks. We're trying to keep those trucks that like to go up to the hunting camp in stock, so we should have some of those. And so just come by and see us.
Yeah, and you guys have a great staff there, both, I mean, from when you go in the front door, you're going in the service department, everybody there takes care of their customers, and that is obviously very much appreciated because people keep coming back, and hopefully I'll be by there soon, Louis. We appreciate it and hope you have a great day.
Hey, thank y'all. Come see us.
There he is, Louis Arata. Go see him. He's at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and, of course, the website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
836, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. We will be joined by Jeff Poor, so he can preview his show with us about 8:54 this morning or so. We'll chat with Jeff.
Texter, regarding what Mommy Issues texted earlier, said, cut out the fraud and waste in Medicaid, get the benefits and services to the individuals that deserve and need them. As a parent of a child with a birth defect and lifelong disability, redundant monthly home visits in a condition that is not going to change is a waste of resources. Yeah, I mean, obviously fraud and waste is such a big problem in pretty much any government program.
Yeah, we've learned.
And as far as infant mortality and maternal death rates, and you're right, Mommy Issues, I mean, the South leads the way in that, and Alabama is part of that. But, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not diving in on this subject every single day. It seems to me a big part of that, and I know there's the argument that our rural health care, especially in so many of these counties where you just don't have very many people and certainly don't have a lot of money floating around, that when people give birth in really rural places and with hospitals going away left and right, that creates some major issues for the health of both mama and baby. But what I've also noticed over the years is, and it's not every case, certainly, but there are a lot of unhealthy people having babies. You don't have to, I mean, you could see it. You can walk around and see it with what people are eating and how they treat themselves while a child is inside of them. And you wonder, are they going and doing the right things, going to checkups like they should be and avoiding drugs and alcohol while they're carrying? And I think, you know, I don't want to throw any arrows at people that don't deserve them, certainly, but I think that's a major issue. And maybe it comes down to education for a lot of these young women that are getting pregnant and having babies.
Yeah.
But that certainly plays a major role in those mortality rates.
I think it all plays a role. Everything you said plays a role. And you can speak to one of those, too, that you've mentioned, talking about the rural areas, because, you know, you're one of the voices, one of the probably rare voices on Mobile radio that actually grew up in a very rural area.
So, but not nearly as rural as other parts of Alabama, right?
I understand that. And also, maybe it was not the desperate need for doctors and hospitals in those areas like it is today. Mm-hmm. So that's even itself is changing. And we talk about Thomasville with the hospital or no hospital, right? And like you, your perspective is so keen on this. Like, yeah, Thomasville is the city. I mean, we're talking when you're talking about rural, you're talking about really people that are very remote and not near any kind of medical and healthcare needs.
Yeah, pretty much everyone where I grew up, you ask them where they were born, and it was either Mobile or Grove Hill, mm-hmm. and most of them were Mobile. And mm-hmm. I'm so blessed, so I can't complain. When we had our two kids, we were here in Mobile, and it was a 5-minute drive to Spring Hill. How great is that, that we have these hospitals and great birthing centers that are so close that you can just make that jaunt, you know, quickly whenever you need to.
Sure.
It's not the case in a lot of Alabama.
No,
unless you
not.
Do some big planning ahead of time, which sometimes all that planning doesn't help because next thing you know, mom's ready to deliver mm-hmm. and you're 2 hours away from the nearest hospital.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And again, you're talking about rural areas and then you're talking about towns inside rural areas like Wagerville, for instance, or Leroy. But in between Wagerville and Leroy, there are places that are just very remote mm-hmm. and really, really, the task getting to a hospital is even that much greater.
But I do think health is a major issue with a lot of those cases. Michael texting, he says, the mother's health and weight is the driving factor in infant mortality. Look around Alabama. Only a blind person would say Alabama women aren't fatter than Florida's. That's Michael with that comment there.
Okay, Michael.
Old guy says, with this school traffic back today, especially, said what might take 15 minutes takes 50 minutes. Now that's the reality if you don't leave early enough to get in front of the bottleneck. Well, that's something that Dan and I can't complain about. We get to work plenty early before the school traffic begins.
Yeah, you should see the traffic that I I used to say what was my old saying. Basically, it was like police and bread trucks. That's the only thing out there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the only thing that should be out there. There may be other nefarious drivers roaming the streets as well, or some on foot. But yeah, I can. It's usually if I see a big truck off the interstate on one of the streets, it could be a bread truck delivering somewhere.
I ended up behind a Mobile County Public Schools bus this morning coming in, and I don't know what the situation is now with the bus drivers. I know we were in some dire times there for a while, where especially with COVID and trying to get bus drivers back and keep them from retiring and have enough for the routes.
You would have buses that would be used as billboards, like buses near schools. I remember seeing that in Fairhope, and then there would be a bill. There would be some sort of a sign on the bus. We need bus drivers, you know?
So I don't know if any of those bus drivers today or on their first day or first week, but the one I was behind turned into a business at 5 a.m. this morning that didn't appear to have children waiting for it. So I was wondering if maybe they didn't know their route just yet.
That's pretty early. Begins. That's really early to be on the road.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they were headed, but I'll have to get to the bottom of that investigation. Old guy said, the thing that makes me shake my head is this. The driver who pulls out from the school so you have to take action and brake goes 150 feet to the stop sign and then waits until nothing is coming from a half a mile in any direction. Sean texting in says, we are the most unhealthy country in the world. DEI texter says, 90% of the deaths occur after giving birth. Alabama is pro-fetus, not pro-child.
By the way, are we the most... You kind of ran through that one like it was gospel truth. Are we the unhealthiest country in the world? I can't imagine that's true. Even with all...
Obesity-wise, I would say yes. As far as just pure health, I doubt we're the most unhealthy country.
Right. I know there's a lot of bad habits... starting with sugar in the United States, a lot of intake that I should think better of. You know, outwardly, I may not look like a guy who's fighting obesity, but the fact is I probably make some occasional poor decisions with a meal here and there.
Oh, you're looking at a walking poor decision right now. The obesity causes so many health issues later in life, and maybe that's something we're getting a handle on here with all of these different GLP-1s and things of that nature. If that really knocks down so much of the cancer that's caused by obesity and some of these, you know, diabetes and heart conditions, that could be a massive and fairly immediate change in the direction of the health of this country. But also, I'm wondering, too, to tie that into childcare and birthing, if so many of these issues from mothers come from being overweight, I wonder if we'll start to see some better numbers there as people lose weight. I don't know.
So I saw a headline yesterday, and these are the kind of headlines that now get my attention. Tell you a lot about my stage of life. But anyway, it was like, you can live 13 years longer and free of dementia, study shows, if you avoid these three things.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, what are the three things? Well, it wasn't really like avoiding a product. It was avoiding obesity.
Okay.
Don't become obese.
Yeah.
I think I've avoided that. The other one, I think, is things I still need to keep an eye on, though I take a good number of medications every day. High blood pressure, which I never used to have, but do now. It's corrected by the medication. And diabetes, which I do not have. So anyway, I think I'm kind of 3 out of 3, but I have to be careful that diabetes never becomes an issue.
Mm-hmm.
High blood pressure is being medicated away, not by my own healthy habits. So,
yeah. Well, what's that? There's kind of a saying, you don't really see any fat 90-year-olds out there.
Mm.
But also on the other end, I think a lot of the issues with the elderly come from doing the opposite of what you're doing, which is lifting weights, which doesn't seem like something that a 70 or 75-year-old needs to be doing. But bone density becomes so important late in life.
And
just making sure that, with the balance, that you're not falling anytime some breeze blows through.
I think
if you get a handle on the obesity and also keep strength training going, as long as you're not struck by some other kind of, lightning form of death, then those two things, you ought to be all right.
You know, I am amazed because I don't feel like I've got great balance, Dalton. Like in everyday life, I don't feel, there are some people out there that just, they can but sit on the ground and just stand up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need like four people around me. But by walking the trails and almost jogging the trails at times.
You get after it, man.
But the thing about it is, I have never, I've got to be aware. I could trip and fall. If I can trip and fall in my apartment, I certainly can on a nature trail going up a hill. But I've never done that. So I guess my balance is actually okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll test that when you least expect it after the show today. I'll just give you a little shove, which that might not be a good thing, actually.
Old man down.
About it. Fish River Frank, bus drivers are required to stop at every stop, whether a child is there or not. It registers on GPS, so the children can't say the bus never came by. It was a rough day. I am a school bus driver. Yeah, so Fish River Frank, is the first days and first week of school worse for the bus drivers or the kids? I imagine, like he said, being a bus driver and trying to wrangle everyone and get them back into order as you get back into the school year.
Yeah.
That's got to be difficult.
The bus drivers, that's quite a job. You think about it. It's just not you're driving a bus. You've got all the kids on, so you have to be responsible for them at all the time.
Yeah.
But just the picking up, making sure no one's left behind and all that, there's a lot to that.
And how early do you begin practicing your, hey, back there, sit down? Like, they have to start that a couple weeks before the school year begins, I think.
Yeah, they do it in a mirror beginning in, June.
Yeah, getting ready for the kids.
Yeah.
Pete said, 66 this month, lift 4 times a week, not limited, and feel great. Bill said, if you're poor, we are the most unhealthy country in the world. If you're wealthy, it's the best. Poor people have no access to high quality food unless they grow it themselves, but they don't have time because they're working 3 jobs, and all 3 of those jobs are part-time, so they don't have health care. Sean says everyone is on a medication or some sort, and now they're shooting up GLP-1 that's going to make everyone blind. Another texter, the unhealthy, unfit people that are having babies is a reason that grandparents are raising their grandchildren at the highest rate ever.
Yeah, there's that too. That's something that really we don't talk about a lot, but you have a lot of grandparents that were not expecting this at this stage of their life, that they're doing the rearing of the kids.
Matt says, as far as turnout yesterday, morning guys, this is a justified excuse. Or maybe saying, I'm not saying this is a justified excuse, but everybody's just got primary voter fatigue. The special elections just wore people out whenever we just got through doing a primary and a runoff to that primary and then another special election. It just got old.
Yeah, you know what? There's something to that. And
no doubt.
As it turned out, the one didn't even count. They called it afterwards a ghost election.
It didn't count for those congressional races.
Right, for the congressional.
But for all the other local and statewide, it definitely did.
Yeah.
Another texter, sorry that Carl won. Just kind of a retread. Trump. Just wanted a refreshing newcomer in Austin Sidwell. Carl was strictly name recognition. Texter here says, I was voter number 147 at my polling place on Grand Bay Wilmer at about 6:15 last night. And we were seeing similar numbers throughout the day. I don't know if I saw a single place that had more than 200 voters just from, you know, people reaching out and saying what number voter they were.
Have you noticed the trend now that with the Iran war and I guess and the more upfront unpopularity of the president, more Republicans being dissatisfied, that now I think it's a race in Georgia where they're accusing Collins, I believe, of being too aligned with Trump, like being aligned. All these politicians for a long time, their alignment with Trump was their advertisement, right?
Yeah.
And now it's kind of interesting that being aligned with Trump, it could be something that takes you down.
Certainly in some of these races. And I think, you know, and we had somebody else coming after us for saying we're always covering for Trump. I think this Iran deal has been the absolute worst thing that could have happened in a term that was more important than any presidential term that I've seen in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much writing. I think the country had so much writing on Trump doing what he said he was going to do. And he's, I think, checked some boxes like immigration, closing the border down. Absolutely fantastic work. Crime across the country looking better than it has in a very, very long time.
Homicides down 43% in Washington, D.C. after his cleanup. 43%.
I think the economy would be looking a whole lot better without the energy prices being what they are. But this has just taken all of the oxygen out of the room. And I don't know. I have the feeling he was led into this, but it doesn't matter who led him into it. He's the president of the United States.
Yep.
And it's turned,
up on it.
It's turned into an absolute disaster when it was kind of the one thing he didn't have to do this term.
It's a political disaster, or close to it for sure. 8:51, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, text line 251-343-0106.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with just a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Looking for better health insurance for your employees? Have your premiums gone up again? Many companies don't realize they can access more competitive benefit plans by bundling payroll and HR services through Coastal HR's multi-company benefits program. If your business has been hit with a high renewal increase, it's worth a quick conversation. Call them 251-478-7444 and find out how much you could save. A full-service human resources department for small and medium-sized businesses. Coastal HR, serving Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Dan Brennan here, inviting you to join the community at Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill. You'll find everything you need to live the convenient and carefree lifestyle you deserve. If you're looking for your next home in Mobile, hey, I found it at Legacy Oaks. It's a charming community of 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments located in the heart of the city just off Dauphin and I-65. Inside the spacious floor plans, you'll discover cozy interiors complete with gas range, a gas fireplace, and each unit comes with an attached garage. Outside your apartment, you'll love the amenities like pool and a clubhouse that includes a conference room and workout center. These provide the perfect opportunity to relax and enjoy the company of neighbors. As a resident of Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill, you'll also enjoy easy access to the area's most popular shopping, dining, and entertainment destinations, and still minutes from downtown. Reach out today for more information. Call 251-344-8099 and find out more at LegacyOaks@SpringHill.com.
this summer. FM Talk 106.5 features the America 250 Summer Showcase. To be eligible to win, either send us your patriotic photo on Facebook or visit our sponsor locations and enter. Sponsors include G&D Farms, Cart Doctor, and Piggly Wiggly. One grand prize winner will be drawn August 31st from our weekly winners and location qualifiers. The America 250 Summer Showcase with FM Talk 106.5. Continuing to push boundaries.
Artemis 2.
Innovation.
Go for launch.
Discovery.
This is amazing.
And still reaching higher. FM Talk 106.5 celebrates 250 years of America.
Good morning from the PelkTire.com traffic center. Eastbound I-10 between Range Line and 65. Still finding heavier traffic. Old Shell and Dolphin in 65. You've got delays. But from downtown, the tunnels and across the Bayway and the Causeway were clear and no new wrecks. Pelk Tire is your go-to for all changes, alignments, brakes, belts, batteries, tires, and much more. Same-day service on just about anything. Pelk Tire, your locally owned tire and auto service pros. With service you can count on at PelkTire.com. And I'm King of the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Have a traffic tip or your own take on the news? Text the guys at 251-343-0106 on Mobile Mornings.
Get Jeff Poore here in just a second. I did want to pay off a couple of these texts. End of the last hour, Dan had a story about how often Americans, I think it was just Americans, how often they feel they need to change out their drying towel, their bath or shower drying towel. And I try to go for 4 or 5 showers. But that's just an estimate. I'm sure it goes a little beyond that sometimes. But Leslie coming after us, and I thought this would happen, but said, y'all have to be kidding. I wash towels and washcloth after one use. Do you realize how many nasty skin cells come off your body even after showering?
I don't.
I guess I didn't. I thought I had clean skin cells. I didn't know they were so nasty.
I thought after the shower, yeah, I was good to go. And I'm a lot of things. I'm not a doctor.
And Dexter here said,
not a dermatologist.
A dermatologist. Is that what you said?
No, derma.
Oh, okay. I thought dermatologist. That's pretty awesome. Texture here said, on the towel thing, given I'm very OCD and ADHD, I usually wipe the sink, toilet, floor, etc. So I put it in the laundry. I don't trust myself. So you're drying off your body and then using that same towel to clean around the bathroom. That's something I've never thought of.
And then you know you're going to throw it in the hamper.
Yeah, you have to.
At that point.
Let's check in with Jeff Poore. His show is on the way next, and I'm so glad to have him back and on the air. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So your guests today, I'm sure there will be plenty of talk about yesterday's elections. Who do you have lined up?
We'll kick it off here with Scott Buttram in just a little bit. Also, Joey Clark, our Wednesday regular, and then Andrew Sorrell, the state auditor. And I, you know, we'll talk about closed primaries and the Democrats meddle in this election. But there's a little bit to get into here with what happened yesterday.
Was there really any meddling that happened, Jeff? Is there anybody that is reporting?
I don't think so. Not in a significant way. Now, Democrats are fired up, but there were a few Democrat contests, too, yesterday.
Yeah. And would you say three of those four that we had primaries for yesterday are pretty well already determined? I mean, Carl for one, Palmer for six, and Sewell for seven?
Yeah, and, you know, those were kind of the expectation. I think maybe, you know, there's a lot of interest in Austin Sidwell. And AL won, but as we saw from the results, just not enough.
Figures versus Marcus coming up. That's the one that I would think that we're not real sure about, are we?
Yeah, I mean, he just got eked out 50%. Had there been a runoff in this, he would have missed the runoff by 8 votes. Mm. And this is a guy with the Trump endorsement, with every association in town, 3/4 of the legislature behind him, and a weak field. So I don't know what to make of it. I think he did just well enough just to show that he's probably going to win.
He was not an aggressive campaigner.
No, it didn't seem.
No, not at all.
And Jeff, I think if it hasn't already begun, now most of the state media probably turning to, hey, Doug Jones has a chance here against Tuberville. I think we'll probably hear a lot of that over the next 2 or 3 months.
I think you'll hear that, but they're already lining up. Shamari Figures has a chance against Rep. Marcus. So yeah. Watch for that. I think the oppo is going to come.
That's the one, yeah. All right, Jeff, have a great show.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Good luck when you become commissioner all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I don't hold my breath on that.
He would be a great commissioner.
I think he would.
Love that. Yeah. 8:59, Jeff Poor Show on the way next.
At Work Trucks of Mobile, your satisfaction is our top priority, guaranteeing the highest quality pre-owned work trucks and commercial vehicles, a knowledgeable, friendly sales team, easy in-house financing, and expertise on the right vehicle for your specific needs, including support after the sale. See our full inventory online at WorkTrucksLLC.com, at the dealership on Airport Boulevard, or call today 342-4150. Over 75 units to choose from. Mechanic trucks to pickups, you'll find a great selection. That's Work Trucks, trucks with an X, on Airport in Mobile.
There's always time to talk food.
What about a dark and stormy?
I don't even know what a dark and stormy is.
Let me guess, it's dark.
It's a drink.
And for over a decade, you've trusted their expertise.
Oddly enough, if the colors go well together, the flavors usually do as well.
Talking cocktails, food, and restaurants with Chef Stu Donald.
I was like, wow, you're going to love it.
And wine beverage expert, Mike Bailey.
But then you could soup it up.
It's Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Sunday mornings beginning at 11 on FM Talk 106.5.